our service. Let's have our verse. Very good. You did great. Okay, what do we have for announcements this morning? Brant?
I've got a CE program for next Sunday evening. It's titled The Four Loves, and just to set the scene for that a little bit, in his book, The Four Loves, C.S. Lewis describes four types of love: affection, such as the love between family members; friendship, the love that binds together a man and a woman; and charity, God's selfless love that he imparts to us. And Lewis says that the first three are natural loves, and if they are to be acceptable to God, they must be transformed and sanctified by charity. So that's kind of the framework for our program. We're going to have an opening song by Dale Wheadle, opening prayer by Darren Palomino, thoughts by Clay Bays on love in the family, two songs by the Levings family, Randy Levings in charge, thoughts by Jerome Kane on love in friendship, two women's group songs, Melissa in charge, thoughts by Keith Schmidt on love in marriage, a duet by Garen and Joe, and thoughts by Marshall Penner on God's love in the Christian's life, and then two congregational songs by Lyle Nightingale. So that's four speaking parts. So our direction to those four speakers is that 5 minutes is sufficient. So thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Kyle?
This is your friendly reminder for the meeting at the gym tonight. We're meeting at 7 o'clock. We ask that you say a prayer for this meeting, and we ask that you come with an open mind and ready to speak your mind. You're not going to want to miss this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. Fellowship on Tuesday evening, Dale says. Okay. Anybody else?
Anybody has any UA changes, be sure to let me know here in the next couple of days. I've got most of them. I think just a late reminder here.
Okay. All right. Randy reminds us any MUA changes. He needs to know that by Tuesday. So let's keep that in mind. Okay. Funeral service for Loretta Kane is Tuesday morning at 10:30. Be a family supper and viewing. No memories here Monday, tomorrow evening at 6:30. Also, I know many of you probably don't know Sean Giesel, minister from Heston. Sean's wife Jane passed away last evening. Some of you do know him. He was worked in the gospel church offices there in Mound Ridge, in the conference services office. He's been on the conference school committee and various other boards. So let's remember them in prayer as well as Loretta's family. Anybody else? Okay, as was announced, this is Layman's Volunteer Service. We'll have a song, and one of you brethren share an opening, and we'll progress into the service. Thank you.
Let's take gospel hymns and sing 18. To God be the glory, 18.
So, to God be the glory, great things he hath done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life
hope I'm not getting in front of somebody, but that song hit me pretty hard. And I wasn't planning on getting up here right now, honestly. But the greatness of God. If I could express that this morning, that's the cry of my heart. To God be the glory. I have been overwhelmed. By everything. By each one of you. For the many acts of love. Not just kindness, but love that I have, that Sheila and I have felt. And I thank God for each one of you. And for his unspeakable gift. Jesus, thy boundless love to me. The song has been going through my mind, and we sing that song. If we the ink, the ocean fill, and if every stock a quill, every man a scribe by trade, there's no way to convey the love of God. Beyond all comprehension, beyond all thought. And I just want to express my love, I guess, to you all. To God and the love I feel for you all. I told Sheila that one of the greatest experiences of my life was giving each one of you a hug. I don't know if I got everybody, but if I didn't, I'll be glad to give you one. I want to just be that servant that God would want me to be one with you, to fill the place that he has, I feel. I just want to, accept the call and do what I can for him, for you all. And, let's kneel for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we bow to you, a group of your people. And Lord, We are beyond thankful, amazed at your love. Your spirit, Lord, that leads, that directs. Lord, just pray that you would be with each one this morning. Inspire the service. Inspire our hearts, Lord, that we can live for you, that we can follow you. Thank you, Lord, for each one here. Just go with us and provide for us. It's our prayer in Jesus' name.
The love of God. feel a little burden on my heart this morning. I need your prayers. I want to talk to mostly these front benches. I want to talk about Jesus here this morning. John 3:16. Can you say it by heart? Probably can. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's in John 3:16. Let's go back to John 1, the first verse, first two verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. In my feeble mind, I'm going to try to explain how God became man. If we skip over to the next page in my Bible, it's verse 14, John 1:14. It said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Begotten, another verse, I should have looked it up, says that Jesus and God were in heaven together before the earth was created. So Jesus was with God in heaven. And somehow they got together and decided to make earth. So I don't know if they sat down and discussed this, if God had the plan all in his head. It's hard to separate Jesus and God, I know. But they decided to make earth, and then they decided to make man. And then they seen ahead of time that man was going to fall. And there would be no hope for them. They would be lost. And so, I don't know if God asked Jesus if he would come. But that was the decision. So they sent an angel to a teenager named Mary and asked her if she would be the mother. In my own words here. And she said, here's this angel before her. She says, Lord, be unto me as you would want it to be. And so it says here, we read how God became flesh. So God sent Jesus, his son, as a little baby into her womb. And he was born in the manger as flesh. Do you know he had dirty diapers? He was human. He cried when he was hungry. It hurt him when he stepped on a sticker. He became flesh. When he was 12, he was a little bit disobedient. I don't know how that all is, but it says that when his folks, you know, he went to the temple, and his folks went on, like if he was on a trip, and you went somewhere else, and your folks left, and they couldn't find you, and they come back, and here you was visiting with the preachers, you know, you was doing all right. But it says that he became obedient unto his parents when he was 12. Then this Jesus, you know, he grew into adulthood. And the Bible says that he was tempted in all ways that we're tempted. He was human. He was flesh. And then it came time for his time. He said, you know, I think it was at the wedding. He had walked with his disciples at the wedding. I think the wedding was 2 weeks long. How would you like that? And they run out of wine. The tea was all gone, you know? They run out of wine. And so his mom, Mary, she said to the food committee, ask him. And he made the water into wine. That started his ministry. And he started healing people and showing that he was God. And he healed people, he made the blind, he raised the dead. And then it came time for him to give his life. And you know, the Bible says we've all sinned, every one of us. And there had to be a Savior. And this is what he had told his Father in heaven before he came as a baby, that he would come and he would die for our sins. Every one of us has to have Jesus' blood. We can't make it to heaven. And so he died on the cross. Before that, his friends turned against him. The people that were following him that he had healed, they said, crucify him. And they turned him over to the government. And they took a whip and they whipped him and tore his back. He was human. He felt every bit of that for me, for you. And then they nailed him to the cross and he died the death of a human. He died. And we're so thankful that it didn't stop there. But, you know, he rose again on the third day like he said he would. And he's a living God today. You know, I was older when I gave my life to God. I'd been a pretty bad boy. You know, I got into alcohol and drugs, and told lies and stole. And I come to the old church, was over here one time with my mom, and Jesus reached down and he touched my heart and he says, you come be my child. And so I went home, got on my knees by my bed, and I asked God to forgive me, and he filled me with peace. You know, it's something that we have to do by ourselves. We each have to do it by ourselves. We can't have mom and dad do us. They can help us. We can't have our spouse help us. If we've got sin in our life, we can't have mom and dad or our spouse or our brother or sister. We have to come to Jesus by ourselves and ask him to forgive us and to come into our life. And he will do that. He will enter into our life. A little object lesson, too, to go with that. You know, after we give our heart to the life, I'm thinking of a song that's come to me right now. It's Just As I Am. I think they sing it at every revival. I'm thinking, oh, if we did this revival. You know, I was talking to Jerry Weedle, and he kind of inspired me in this talk. He said we hadn't had an altar call in 3 years. We don't need an altar call. You can get converted any time during the year. But you know, after you... Well, that song says, come just as I am. It says, I don't have to go home and make anything right with mom and dad. I don't have to go talk to the teacher. I come just as I am right now and talk to Jesus. I'm old enough to remember four preachers sitting up here. And one of them would say, you can have peace with God before you go out that door. So anyway, after we make this this commitment to Jesus, this is a commitment. And I might ask each one of you here, have you totally committed your life to Jesus? You know what goes with that? Are you committed to the person sitting beside you? Are you committed to the person behind you, the one in front of you, the person you talked to this week? Are you totally committed that you want to make them to heaven? You want to help them make it to heaven? You know, this could be symbolized a Christian after you give your heart to God. And you'll make it to heaven. But is this any good without another one? And another one? And another one? You don't have to put them together. We all have to get together. And together we make a building. We block together and we hook together. You know, as adults, we all raised our hand. We made a commitment that we was going to pray Doug Nightingale to heaven. We were going to pray him through. Have we been faithful? Doug, I hope you're listening. We're all praying for you. You know, we come to confession meetings, I guess that's what we call them. Steve and Judy asked us to pray for Weston and Lydia. Have you done that? Gabino asked us to pray for Justin. Are you committed? We need to be committed. You know, there's another story I want to add to this. When Jesus and God were in heaven, there was a real pretty angel. And he must have been one of the main angels. And he decided that he was better than God. And he tried to overthrow God. And God, he cast him out. And he had a third of the followers. His name's the devil now. I think his name was, I don't remember what they said now, Lucifer maybe? But he's the devil now. And you know, God made a spot called hell. And we don't like to talk about that. But there is a spot called hell. And it's made for the devil and his angels. But if we don't keep that commitment and give our life to Jesus, then when Jesus comes, and he's coming again, when he comes, and we haven't got the blood of Jesus on our sins, we will go with the devil.
I was inspired with what Bill just brought. And I was reminded of number 280 in the Christian hymnal, "Tell me the old, old story." It's been a long time since I heard someone tell the old, old story. And it says here, "Tell me the story slowly, tell me the story softly," and that's what he did. Told us the old, old story, slowly and softly. And I know he was talking to some of you children here, and I can echo that too. I've been a wicked, wicked person. And this old story changed my life. It's real. I want to sing this song. Help me out. I'm not sure I can. 280 in the Christian hymnal. Know me, tell me the old, old story of unseen things above. Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Tell me the story.
I am so happy to be here this morning. Very beautiful service about the love of God. You know what the love of God is. We sang the song. Even the whole world would be a writer. We can't explain how great His love is. We can tell a little bit what He does for us. And I just want to thank you all for being there for us during this time, praying for us, praying for my mom-in-law. It has been very, very much appreciated, and we could see God's help through it. Can feel your love. Continue praying for her through her healing process. And thank you very much for the meals you brought and are bringing. She really appreciates it. She feels unworthy. We do too. Thank you. May God bless you all for your generosity. This morning, we've heard a lot about the love of God. He loves us very much. God doesn't want us, nobody, to go lost. And He has made a way so that we could be saved. We heard the part that's prepared for the devil and his angels and those that would disobey God. And we didn't want to go there. I just want to share an event that I witnessed last time we were in Belize when we were coming home. And it struck me pretty much. You know, to go to Belize or other foreign countries, you need a passport. Passport is what gets you into another country. If you're going to visit Belize, you need a passport. Otherwise, you won't get in there. They won't let you in. And so it is important to have your passport and a passport up to date. And when we were leaving Belize, coming back home here, we got on the plane, and people loaded in, and the plane would not take off. And we were wondering what's going on. And all of a sudden, one of the flight attendants came in and said, "We cannot take off because one of the persons that had come in the flight to Belize had lost his passport somewhere in the airport in there before he took off. Now that he was facing immigration, they wouldn't let him in because there is no passport. His plane ticket had the passport number, but that's not a passport. Just an evidence, but there's not the real ID. So he had to, they worked something out, and they got the plane got him another ticket and he flew back home. Couldn't go into his vacation. He was so sad, we could see it when he got into the plane. It touched my heart. You know, as we, as Christians, when we were converted, we got this passport to go to heaven. Our duty or responsibility is to keep our passport up to date. Have it with us at all times. God doesn't want nobody to go lost. It is so sad. Like this person, he knew he had a passport. But when he got to the immigration office, there was none. He lost it. There was proof. In the plane ticket, there's a number, but where is the original passport? Do we want, would we come to stand before God? I am a Christian, but where is my passport? Did I lose it somewhere in the way? Wouldn't that be a sad situation? We never know when we will face Judgment Day. Life is very uncertain. And we don't want to be lost. By God's grace, we still have Mom with us. But that could happen to any one of us. And we might not have a second opportunity. So let's have our passport up to date and keep it. Not just have a sign of being a Christian, and when we stand before God, we don't have it. God bless us.
Has it been good to be here this morning? And I really enjoy it, and I think we heard a lot about the love of God. And I know Bill had a little object lesson. I got one too. Remember, this is the Word of God. This is Bill's Bible, by the way. This is Jesus. This is love. This is mercy. This is God goodness for all of us. Kyle, you come help me, would you? Stand over here. Okay, we just went through revivals, and I think all of us had a wonderful experience, and most of us had a renewal experience with God, and we're ready to face another year as we go along. And right now, all of us are excited, and we got this in our hands. But life is going to start here. You know, we've been a week into it. So can you put your hands out? So here in Gavino, right away, he starts with, he picks up some doubts about what I did. Then how somebody hurt my feelings. And then I left Bible reading out. No, it's, well, I guess, yeah. And then I start having some, yes, some, you know, these things that rob my peace. And then I listened to some things that I shouldn't have listened. And now I want to go places that I shouldn't go. I know better, but I should go. I want to go. And you just go on and on and on with all the things that we struggle with in the year's time. And, you know, this guy can get hold to where he can hold it. Well, he's pretty strong, so he can handle quite a bit. But when we go into life and then we picked up everything that we got rid of here a week ago, what would you have to do to pick up what we just got?
Well, I'd have to either set these aside or drop them.
That's right. I like that answer. And I think that's what we want to do. We can't continue on to with the same life that we were doing. Because if we picked up everything that we dropped, we're not going to be able to carry this. So, thank you.
I was impressed with a song this morning out of the Green CE, 130, He Filled a Longing. Let's sing it with enthusiasm.
Thank you, each one. My heart has been blessed again and inspiring. Let's stand for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we pause before you at the close of this service, Lord, and you have been here. We have heard the old story. We felt your love and we felt your compassion. and your care for each one of us. Just pray, Lord, that you would go with us all. You would go with us as we leave here. You would give us courage for the way ahead. That you would just pray that you would be with Regina, with the family, Monty, each one, Lord. Just draw near to each one there. Pray, Lord, you would be with Rita's family. Comfort them, Lord. Think of Matt there at Belleville. Be with him. Just pray, Lord, for courage and strength. Pray, Lord, for the meeting this evening, that your direction could be there. And, Lord, that someday we can all have a home with you in heaven. It's our prayer in Jesus' name.